So far on the show, we've heard pretty amazing ideas about how we might postpone aging, how in the future we might all live to be 150. But all of this does raise the question.
And what's wrong with aging?
Well, that's the question. I mean, everyone we've sort of kind of heard from is they want to fight it. They're fighting it.
Well, I think what they're trying to fight is the symptoms. But aging is going to happen anyhow.
Is that something that we just need to get better about accepting?
Absolutely. Well, do we have an alternative?
Oh, before I forget, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Isabel Allende, and I'm a writer. Well, a sort of writer.
Yeah, well, more than a sort of writer, you're a writer.
Well, a storyteller.
Isabel's a celebrated storyteller, recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, author of more than 20 books and novels. And now, in her early 70s, Isabel Allende has been thinking and writing a lot about getting older.
When you see other people your age, do you think, I'm the same age as them, or do you think, oh, they're older than me?
No, I think we are the same age and I look so much better. But of course, it takes discipline and money. But also, you know what it takes? An attitude. An attitude of conquering the world, of being passionate about things.
And that attitude, that is Isabel Allende's fountain of youth. Here she is on the TED stage.
When do we start aging? Society decides when we are old, usually around 65, when we get Medicare. But we really start aging at birth. We're aging right now, and we all experience it differently. We all feel younger than our real age because the spirit never ages. I am still 17. Mary Oliver says in one of her poems, "Tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" Me, I intend to live passionately. So how can I stay passionate? I cannot will myself to be passionate at 71. I have been training for some time. And when I feel flat and bored, I fake it. Attitude. How do I train? I train by saying yes to whatever comes my way. Drama, comedy, tragedy, love, death, losses. Yes to life. And I train by trying to stay in love. It doesn't always work, but you cannot blame me for trying. I think that when we are young, we feel that we own the world. And as life starts to push us to the margins, we lose that feeling. If we could keep it, older age would be much more fun.
Why do we lose that feeling?
Because you're pushed out. Suddenly you become invisible, especially women. If you look for a job, your age is a problem. If you look for a partner, your age is a problem too. If I had to put an ad in Match.com, what would I say? Short Latino grandmother looks for a lover? Give me a break. I wouldn't get a match like that.
You could say like looking for magical realist relationship.
That would be nice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, when you spoke about this, it was really refreshing because you're sort of saying, well, we're all going to age, and we should just kind of accept it and make the best of it and understand that it can still be wonderful. Is that how you feel?
Yes. I feel that way now. I don't know how I will feel in 20 years because my mother is 95, and my mother has the brain of a 30-year-old person, but the body doesn't comply, doesn't accompany her in what she wants to do. My stepfather is 99.
Wow.
And he's healthy, but his brain is gone. So you have to wonder, what will my future be? But right now, I feel full of ideas. I want to write. I want to do things. I feel curious. I'm passionate about chocolate and wine and cheese and my dogs and my wonderful bed and my garden and the bay when I look at the bay from my window. So I am engaged in life right now. Also be open to suffering, to pain, to discomfort. As we age, I think that we are afraid of suffering. And how can you live if you avoid suffering, then you are avoiding joy also. What have I lost in the last decades? People, of course, places, and the boundless energy of my youth. And I'm beginning to lose independence, and that scares me. What have I gained? Freedom. I don't have to prove anything anymore. I'm not stuck in the idea of who I was, who I want to be, or what other people expect me to be. I don't have to please men anymore, only animals. I feel lighter. I don't carry grudges, ambition, vanity. It's great to let go. I should have started sooner. And I also feel softer because I'm not scared of being vulnerable. I don't see it as weakness anymore. And I've gained spirituality. I'm aware that before, death was in the neighborhood. Now, it's next door or in my house.
What do you wish that the younger you knew about getting older?
I wish that the younger me would have known that it is an inexorable, unavoidable process, that nothing can stop it, and that I have to enjoy the body I have at that moment. I've always wanted to be different. I wanted to be a tall blonde with long legs. Now, how do you achieve that if you're a Latino woman? It seems impossible. And I know that in 10 years, I will look at pictures of me now and I will say, wow, she looked pretty good for her age. I'm never going to look better than now.
Exactly.
This very moment.
Yeah.
Never.
It just seems like state of mind is so important.
Well, I think it's very important. I try to appear in front of everybody else as a very healthy and strong person. And that helps me believe that I am that. For example, my mother is a whiner. She's all the time in pain. So we always had the idea that my mother was this very frail, ill person that would not live long. She's strong as a bull. But the what she projects and what she thinks of herself is frailty. Well, I don't want to be like that. I want to be strong and tough. On a final note, retirement in Spanish is jubilación, jubilation, celebration. We have paid our dues, we have contributed to society, now it's our time. And it's a great time. Unless you are ill or very poor, you have choices. I have chosen to stay passionate, engaged, with an open heart. I'm working on it every day. Want to join me?
Writer Isabel Allende, she's coming out with a new book about elderly people and romance. It's called The Japanese Lover.
The moon has a few new wrinkles. He shines a bit more silver now than gold. I'm staying young.